Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8. 12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on the trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better out their smile.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
That kid may be my favorite. Before we get to this week's Kid of the Week, it is Giving Tuesday. If you go to givingtuesday.org, you can see a little bit of the history of Giving Tuesday. And also, there are a lot of ways, really, that you can get involved. It's hashtag MyGivingStory2018 if you'd like to spread the word about something you're doing, which takes me to the text line for today. It's not really a question so much as it is a shout-out, and that is, if you've got a charity you want to plug, we can't get to all of them, but I'll mention as many of them as possible this morning at 312-981-7200. So while there's hundreds of smaller charities that never get any sort of pub, and I'd love to help you out. 312-981-7200. Text those in. We'll get to as many as we can.
Steve Grzanich had a guest on this morning on the opening bell. And he's not. It was an Illinois-based charity. Mayor, could you
get it?
It helps you if you don't know what kind of charity you want to focus your donation on. It's an Illinois.
Pairs it down.
Yeah. Hey, Steve Grzanich, the charity people you had on this morning, what was that?
I'll give. ILGIVE.org.
It's a cool name.
Yeah, and you can find the hashtag, too, on social media, hashtag I'll Give.
And that was Illinois-specific.
Right.
Because a lot of people want to help, and they don't know how to help.
And what this group does, so we had, it's Forefront is the name of the group, and they find all of the local, statewide, and local organizations, charitable organizations that are in need, and put them all together in this one spot. There's even like a little tote board there where you can go and see how the different charities are doing. So I'll Give.
Kind of the same thing we're talking about right here.
Yeah.
Text line again, the charities you want a little help for. And there's so many of them that you're already helping out. So let's see if we can spread the word. And let's meet this week's Kid of the Week. It's Rachel Brooks. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Nice for you to be on the show. I appreciate it. I appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you.
Are you normally up at this hour?
No, not really.
What time do you wake up?
7:30.
So I owe you probably an hour.
So, I guess so.
So tomorrow I'll go to school for you for the first hour and you come in late.
I wish, but
you don't think that'll work?
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, probably won't work. Yeah, probably not. Eighth grader, right? Eighth grade at Cook Elementary?
Yes, sir.
Southsider, and you started a big wave of support at school and on social media, exceeding your goal of $500 in a day of fundraising activities for 1026. That's October 26th. Why is that date important?
It's not really important. That date, because it was like only around the time I wanted to do it in October, so since it was Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah, and
so
I
picked those dates.
And you lost your mom to breast cancer, and all this has been the inspiration for you to go out and help others, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, you're a good kid, and I'm sure your mom's looking down and helping spur this along, so she's very proud of you, and I'm sure your dad is as well, because your dad's the one bragging about you.
Yes, sir.
You got any brothers and sisters?
Yes, sir. I have two brothers and three sisters.
Wow, big family. How old are the others?
10. My twin brother is 14. 12 is one of my sisters, and 15 and 17.
Oh, so you're kind of right in the middle.
Yeah.
Are the older ones nice to you?
Not really.
Depends on the day. What's your dad do for work?
He works at AT&T.
Well, he must be busting it, man. That's a big family to support. Good for him. Justin, say hi to our friend Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. Rachel, when you set out to get this goal of $500 and you exceeded it, first off, were you surprised? And second off, what was your pitch? How did you get people to give?
I was actually really surprised that I actually raised a whole lot of money for breast cancer. And I had a lot of support from my family, so that helped a lot.
But Justin,
raising the money.
You might be able to get some money out of Justin. Your pitch to Justin?
Yeah, what was your pitch?
Basically, first off, I had to really keep calm and talk to the people. And I had a lot of support from my friends who helped me talk to people and get the money, basically.
Oh, you sound like you got leg breakers working for you. Yeah. You're going to go out and get the money.
Shake them down.
Yeah.
Hey, Rachel, when you're not doing fundraising efforts, what do you do in your free time?
Most of the time, I really like baking, and sometimes I cook for my family.
Oh, that's a good pastime.
But you don't cook.
Benefit from.
You don't cook for your older sibs that annoy you, right? I mean, you leave them out, don't you?
No.
Oh, you got to help
him. I cook for my myself, family.
Oh boy, you got
to
help him too.
Don't listen to Steve. He's taking you down a bad path here.
Right? No, listen. I'm just asking questions. You got a great laugh too, so to keep that up, that'll get you out of trouble in life. At least a lot of it.
Hey, Rachel, do you know where the high school you're going to go to next year?
I want to go to Lane Tech.
Okay. I like Lane Tech. That's a good campus over there.
Yeah, we got a lot of friends, including a couple of people here that went to Lane Tech. You know, Patty Vasquez and Anna DeVlantis are both Lane Tech grads.
Yeah, I think there's like a hot dog stand right over there that I like. Good French fries.
Is that why you want to go? Because of the hot dogs?
I don't know.
Oh, it's a different thing. Yeah. Listen, it's great to talk to you, and thanks for being a great kid. Give your dad a hug, and I hope the rest of your family's nicer to you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.